Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 3, Listening 6. You're going to hear a talk about Shakespeare. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then, I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? Ask any student what they most remember from their high school English classes, and with good or bad memories, they'll most likely say Shakespeare. But some educators question the ubiquity of a man who lived over 400 years ago in high school English curriculums. Those who advocate for the presence of Shakespeare point to his role in the foundations of modern English. It is estimated he coined around 2,000 words or phrases still widely in use today. His language is also full of imagery and poetry, which pushes students to think more deeply about the text. Some students, however, can struggle with this. Teenagers might not have the mental facilities and concentration required to understand the text written in a style far removed from modern English. What they can get their heads around, normally, are the great dramatic plots in the most commonly studied works of Shakespeare. I remember the audible gasp that went around my classroom as a 15-year-old when we finished Macbeth and the prophecies came true. Maybe there are alternatives that offer more relevant stories. I must admit, it can be difficult for kids to empathise with Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, and his struggles to avenge his father's death. The beauty of Shakespeare, though, is in the eternal themes explored in his plays. Romeo and Juliet as star-crossed lovers is always relevant in modern society struggling with class and identity. What's more, Shakespeare hasn't just been popular today, but throughout the entire 400-plus years since he was alive. There is a huge amount of hype around Shakespeare, an industry based on his work, novels, plays, songs, even films that reference him. To study Shakespeare is to be a part of all this. The plays do offer us a connection to the past as well, which is educationally valuable for students. Understanding how people in the past lived and thought expands their horizons. As a lover of literature, there are many authors I would include in a high school English syllabus before Shakespeare, but I do think the Bard has to be studied at some point in every serious English class. The reasons for his enduring popularity, namely the richness of the language, the gripping stories and the universal themes, these reasons make Shakespeare required reading, in my opinion. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then, I'll ask you to tell me what arguments the speaker offers about studying Shakespeare in high school and whether he reaches a conclusion. Are you ready? Ask any student what they most remember from their high school English classes, and with good or bad memories, they'll most likely say Shakespeare. But some educators question the ubiquity of a man who lived over 400 years ago in high school English curriculums. Those who advocate for the presence of Shakespeare point to his role in the foundations of modern English. It is estimated he coined around 2,000 words or phrases still widely in use today. His language is also full of imagery and poetry, which pushes students to think more deeply about the text. Some students, however, can struggle with this. Teenagers might not have the mental facilities and concentration required to understand the text written in a style far removed from modern English. What they can get their heads around, normally, are the great dramatic plots in the most commonly studied works of Shakespeare. I remember the audible gasp that went around my classroom as a 15-year-old when we finished Macbeth and the prophecies came true. Maybe there are alternatives that offer more relevant stories. I must admit, it can be difficult for kids to empathise with Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, and his struggles to avenge his father's death. The beauty of Shakespeare, though, is in the eternal themes explored in his plays. Romeo and Juliet as star-crossed lovers is always relevant in modern society struggling with class and identity. What's more, Shakespeare hasn't just been popular today, but throughout the entire 400-plus years since he was alive. There is a huge amount of hype around Shakespeare, an industry based on his work, novels, plays, songs, even films that reference him. To study Shakespeare is to be a part of all this. The plays do offer us a connection to the past as well, which is educationally valuable for students. Understanding how people in the past lived and thought expands their horizons. As a lover of literature, there are many authors I would include in a high school English syllabus before Shakespeare, but I do think the Bard has to be studied at some point in every serious English class. The reasons for his enduring popularity, namely the richness of the language, the gripping stories, and the universal themes, these reasons make Shakespeare required reading, in my opinion. Now tell me, what arguments the speaker offers about studying Shakespeare in high school and whether he reaches a conclusion. You have 1 minute to talk.